This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. In a few minutes, explaining what exactly a swift boat is and why Democrats and Republicans are keeping a close eye on Ralph Nader. But first, life is so dangerous now in Iraq that most reporters can't get out to cover much of the war. But with the Internet, some U.S. soldiers are keeping weblogs or blogs to report on what life is really like in battle. Some of their stories are raising security concerns for the military. Day-to-Day's Eric Kneeler has a report.
27-year-old Army Specialist Colby Bazell models himself after gonzo journalist Hunter S. Thompson. Until recently, he called his blog My War, Fear and Loathing in Iraq.
I'm just writing about my experiences. It's pretty much just like me putting my diary on the Internet. That's all it is.
The blog has become a big hit, and Bazell sometimes receives more than 100 emails a day from avid readers. He says he plays by the military rules, which mean not giving away too much information.
The things I can't describe are the obvious, you know, the weapon capabilities, the weaknesses in our equipment, the times, locations, how we do things, you know, which is pretty much what I've stayed away from on my blog. And the only thing I talk about is just experiences, you know, interactions with the Iraqis, interactions with other soldiers.
But earlier this month, Bazell was disciplined for violating something called operational security. The crackdown came after Bazell's description of a battle against Iraqi insurgents. Here's an excerpt read by NPR's Ben Elkin.
There was reports of a bunch of people wearing all black, armed with AKs, hanging out there. Our job was to locate and kill them. We were driving there on that main street when all of a sudden all hell came down all around us. All these guys wearing all black pants and black t-shirts tucked in, a couple of dozen on each side of the street, on rooftops, alleys, edge of buildings, out the windows. Everywhere just came out of nowhere and started firing RPGs and AK-47s at us. I freaked the out and ducked down in the hatch. I yelled, "We got Hodges all over the place. They're all over it." Bullets were pinging off our armor all over our vehicle, and we could hear multiple RPGs being fired and flying through the air and impacting all around us. All sorts of crazy, insane Hollywood explosions all around us. I've never felt fear like this. I was like, this is it. I'm going to die. I cannot put into words how scared I was. The vehicle in front of us got hit 3 times by RPGs. I kind of lost it. I was yelling and screaming all sorts of things. My PLT was stuck right smack dab in the middle of the ambush, and we were in the kill zone. We shot our way out of it and drove straight through the ambush.
After posting battle scenes like this one on his website, Bazell was confined to base for 4 days. He wasn't allowed out on patrol with his platoon. Lieutenant Colonel Paul Hastings, a spokesman for Bazell's unit, said in an email to NPR that Bazell was warned about violating operational security. Now his blog must be reviewed by superiors. Bazell says he's been on edge.
Every day I think, you know, today's going to be the day they're going to tell me to stop doing it.
Hastings did not say exactly what Bazell had done wrong. He said the military is concerned about soldiers inadvertently giving away important information through blogging. Some critics in the U.S. say that military officials can use the blanket of operational security to muffle complaints from troops in the field. Michael O'Hanlon is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution in Washington.
I really think it has much less to do with operational security and classified secrets and more to do with American politics and how the war is seen by a public that's getting increasingly shaky in its support for the overall venture.
Most blogs written by soldiers, including Bazell's, are not overtly political. They just give a grunt's eye view of the war. But some commanding officers may see them as subversive if the content does not fully support every single aspect of the U.S. military mission in Iraq. 2 other popular soldier blogs have been shut down recently. Captain Eric Magnell is a military lawyer in Iraq and also a blogger. Magnell says there are no specific Army regulations that cover Internet postings. He says today's instant communications may force a new set of rules.
We have phones, we have email, we can get on Yahoo Messenger or MSN Messenger and do video teleconference with our families back in the States. And there's a real concern that somebody's going to say something or talk about what they're doing, and it can be compromised.
Magnell says he's keeping a private journal of writing that he doesn't want to put on his blog. Specialist Bazell is back to his platoon for now, and with all the online publicity about his writings, he's thinking of publishing his work when he comes home. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Kneeler in Washington.
To read more from these soldier blogs from Iraq, go to our website, npr.org.